Golf Channel analyst calls Long Island fans a stain on the game. By Dylan Gwynn on June 22, 2026. If the people of Long Island lose their chance to hold a major PGA Tour event, it will bother Golf Channel analyst Eamon Lynch not at all. On Monday, Lynch called Long Island fans a stain on the game and said they no longer deserve to host a major championship. Long Island golf fans are a stain on the game of golf, Lynch said. Lynch's strong words come after golfer Wyndham Clark was heckled by fans at Shinnecock Hills on Sunday. Among the insults hurled the golfer's way were, "Don't choke Wyndham," and "Get in the bunker." Several fans were thrown out as a result of the insults. While Lynch acknowledged that Clark may not be among golf's most popular players, he also believes gambling has played a role in the increasing rowdiness of the gallery. "This isn't a New York problem," Lynch said. "It doesn't happen at Wingfoot, doesn't happen at Baltusrol on the other side of the Hudson River. It happens on Long Island every single time." In addition, Lynch mentioned Bethpage Black, suggesting the PGA of America should reconsider holding the PGA Championship there in 2033. The course was the scene of some rowdy behavior of its own during the 2025 Ryder Cup, where European team captain Rory McIlroy's wife had a beer thrown at her. "I don't think we should ever accept that in golf," McIlroy said after Europe's win over the Americans. "I think golf should be held to a higher standard than what was seen out there this week. Golf has the ability to unite people. Golf teaches you very good life lessons. It teaches you etiquette. It teaches you how to play by the rules. It teaches you how to respect people. That should not happen," Lynch said. "These people do not deserve a major championship." Lynch feels fairly confident about who is to blame for the poor behavior at the Long Island events. "It's the drunk crypto brothers who buy a ticket with daddy's credit card," Lynch said while claiming that some fans have gone through life without ever being stopped for something they've said. He suggested, "Maybe golf in its entirety needs to take the Augusta National model," Lynch said. "No phones, no tolerance, no second chance."